Mike Golic Jr.
Now it seems like everyone's got their oars and is rowing in the same direction in Green Bay, and that's a dangerous thing.
Breaking down everything happening on the gridiron.
Using a tenth of the creativity the colleges do, I think makes a more exciting brand of football.
And other important topics.
You are afforded a great deal more of whatever Reese's version of peanut butter is inside that thing when you rock with the holiday shapes, and then you just get that little coating of chocolate that kind of sends you down the path of Flavor Town.
It's Gojo on Shin, Gabe, and Chewy.
Don't mind us. We're just over here watching highlights from the Titans-Bills game last night. Mike Golic Jr., happy? Are you happy? Are you happy to join us? We are happy to have you join us. How's that work?
I'm always happy to join you guys, of course.
I know. I was just assuming, obviously. Not misspeaking by any means. Gojo, lots of things going on here this morning. We were listening to Stephen A., who said that the Packers would automatically be a Super Bowl team if they went out and got OBJ. So we put it on our ESPN Milwaukee Twitter poll. Listeners can go ahead and weigh in there and let us know what they think. What say you? Do you think that the Packers should go out and get an offensive talent like OBJ? Because the consensus around here is their issues are on the defensive side of the ball from a personnel standpoint.
Yeah, I think we've and boy, the Packers roster construction has really been gone through with a fine-tooth comb over this offseason after all the wailing and gnashing of teeth with Aaron Rodgers. So I feel like we're all pretty well versed in that. And you're right, I think it is defensively at this point. Like, we've looked at this team long enough to know and go, all right, the offense were pretty good. We have heard about all the things that Brian Gutekunst and company have done, where they've hit on this side of the ball, and how they put this together for Aaron Rodgers. So, yeah, Odell Beckham Jr., you know, having another playmaker is always nice. I know we've had this conversation around Aaron for years on what they should and shouldn't have done offensively to go and get him more during this, you know, quote-unquote Super Bowl window. But I feel like we all firmly know where the issues are now. So it'd be fine, but it's not worth giving up anything meaningful for, especially because you're right. I think all your assets got to go to making sure you can stop people when it comes down to it. Because the AFC right now, listen, that whole ball of yarn over there, we're going to try to figure out who the hell is good. The NFC is juggernaut. You've got to be able to go to work on this thing, and the Packers are going to need the bodies on that side.
Mike, is Baker done in Cleveland? And the only reason I ask that is because I believe that is the prime landing spot for Aaron Rodgers at the end of the year. Is he done there?
I don't think so. Now, a lot's going to depend on health for the remainder of the season. But, like, I've never looked at Baker as the problem in Cleveland. Quite the opposite. Like, he's steadied a position that has been so volatile for so long in that city. And he's done it really well. Like, Baker's a very good quarterback. He's got a great quarterback. Physically, I think we saw some of those limitations with all the people that were missing for Cleveland this weekend. You know, you had no Nick Chubb back there. Both his starting tackles are out, and the guy had to run around and try and elevate the team in a way that he couldn't. He is not Lamar Jackson. He is not Aaron Rodgers. He's not Pat Mahomes in that way. But I still think he is worth being the long-term answer at quarterback there because he's young and can continue to grow with this team, because he has been part of the reason that has lifted you out of all the obscurity there. So I think it's got to be at the right price. I mean, listen, if Aaron Rodgers suddenly became available, would it be worth looking long and hard at? Hell yeah, but you've also got a quarterback I think you can grow with for a while in Baker Mayfield that, again, if you can get him at the right price, can be a Super Bowl winning quarterback. He ain't going to be the reason like Aaron is, but he can be definitely a great, you know, he's like, he won't be the driver on your road trip to the Super Bowl, but he can be the guy in the passenger seat rocking a great playlist when you pass in the aux cord. He is fully capable of that.
All right, bit of a curveball for you here, Gojo, but I attended a wedding over the weekend that had seven different speeches. Seven different speeches. What is the sweet spot when you're at a wedding and the wedding reception in terms of the speeches?
Really, I think it should be three. Like, it should be whoever the maid of honor and the man of and the best man are in that one getting to make the speeches here, and then father of the bride. Like, it should be that simple. And everyone's got to know you're not the focus of this. Like, the fact that there are seven people talking clearly indicates that there are way too many people that believe they are way too important a part of this process. Like, I know we are all here to support and bear witness. I have been to a lot of weddings. I have been in a lot of weddings here. And the one thing I have learned along the way, I'm getting ready for my sister's wedding coming up this spring. Less is more. We are trying to get to the bar and the dance floor.
Listen, I am pro time limits on speeches. I think there should be a clock like you see it at NFL stadiums. It should be like a 2-minute drill. You got to get 2 minutes. The woman at our wedding, God love her, but she's a friend of my husband's. She talked for at least 9 minutes. Nine minutes of talking at our wedding. And we were like, what is happening? And you're sitting there and you're smiling and you're doing the thing. Like, is this still going on? Okay.
Well, could you have written? Because here's the thing about most of the speeches that I heard on Saturday night. You could have written, between the group that we currently have here, I think we could have written most of them. Like, they hit every single wedding cliche that you think that you could possibly hit. So, you know, like, maybe there was a personal anecdote here or there, but there was just so many generalities and, like, cliches. We could have written them.
Pro-personal anecdote, anti-cliche. I'm pro-personal anecdote. If you have a good story that illustrates, you know, relationships.
I don't know if you guys know this, but life has its ups and downs.
I've heard that.
Let me tell you what, guys. Sarah used to be pretty crazy back in the day. We got into our fair share of shenanigans, but
exactly.
Not going to tell you guys about that here.
Off the cuff, he's just going to give us the maid of honor speech that Gabe heard
Nailed
this weekend.
It.
He wasn't even at the wedding. That's amazing. Since we like to do off-the-wall stuff here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, we figured that you would be an expert in this realm as well, Mike Golic Jr. We saw a hot dog bun with peanut butter and jelly and a banana. And we are trying to decide here on this special program, is that, because I kind of like it from a utilitarian standpoint. It's nice and tidy, right? Bananas are tricky, especially in sandwiches. Kind of get them to slide out of the bread a little bit. You're trying to keep it all in there. But I feel like the hot dog bun is the solution to that problem. Are you intrigued?
I'm not going to lie. So I have often maintained that the hallmark of being a fat kid growing up is you find a way to make sandwiches out of things that are not supposed to be sandwiches. You know, you just kind of look around and you're sort of the MacGyver of the kitchen when it comes to food utility. This is something I hadn't seen coming, but all the parts involved make sense. I think it involves you to really get, like, it's sort of like when you go with the Reese's Holiday Shapes. And it allows you to get a different ratio of peanut butter to chocolate. We have talked about this on this program before. It is built into Part of the Open when I come on in a way that I greatly appreciate. I think it allows you to do the same here with the peanut butter and jelly ratio on the banana. So, yes, extremely pro this, so much so that, like, I think my weekend plans just changed. Like, I think I have to do this for scientific research now.
But, Mike, let me ask you this, because there was a picture of the hot dog with the banana and the peanut butter and jelly, and there was a bite at either end. Now, if a peripheral friend came up to you and said, try this, it's really good, are you biting the other end? Are you biting where they bit?
Wait, how do you define peripheral friend? Outside circle? Periphery of the circle?
I'm always biting where
they
bit.
Are they at the wedding that we were just talking about? Like, are they at the wedding we were just talking about or not?
You see them 3 times a year. You see the friend.
All right.
Are you biting the other end of the hot dog bun, or are you biting where they bit? I'm biting where they bit.
You're biting where they bit? You just said they're a peripheral friend.
He's gross, dude. Yeah, I'm disgusting, Mike.
You know what? Like, don't get me wrong. I generally skew your way, but that's, like, one area for me. Like, mouth stuff is a little bit of an uncharted territory. Like, where are you guys, especially those of you with, like, significant others, on the notion of sharing a toothbrush? Because I find that revolting.
That is insane. That is insane. If I'm in a jam, if I'm in a situation where it's either use my husband's toothbrush or not brush my teeth.
What happened to your toothbrush?
I am using my husband's toothbrush.
Yeah, I've got a question.
He presented the situation.
How are you having an emergency with your toothbrush?
You go to the dentist like 9 times a month.
Yeah, you're getting free toothbrushes every time you go.
That's a very good point. But if I were in a situation where I didn't have a toothbrush and my husband had one, using his toothbrush is optimal to not brush my teeth.
I get
and
that
also
part of it.
The all the other stuff that you guys.
Yeah.
You know, all of the other stuff, you guys.
Plex gross.
Yeah, it's just like, it's a different thing. Like your mouth, it's really like, there's a lot of stuff going on in there. I feel like your mouth is kind of like the bottom of the ocean where we only know so much about it. I understand we've got a whole industry of dentistry dedicated to that. But for me, the layperson, I look at everything going on in there and I'm a little lost. And so I'm like, do I really want to be sharing the depths of that particular hole in my body with someone else like that? I don't know.
I don't know, but I've seen people let their dog lick their face, and that, to me, is
Gojo, I bet you're
gross.
A dog kisser. I think Gojo might be a dog kisser.
Have you kissed your dog?
Oh, guys, not only am I a dog kisser when it comes to my dogs, who, like, listen, they're getting to, you know, lick the bowl.
Oh, yeah, we all saw Road Trip, okay? It's your dog, but it's your dog.
It is your dog. That being said, I'm not opposed. Like, I think the greatest honor that can be bestowed upon you in public is if another person's dog, a stranger's dog, one, if you approach them, decides to approach you and befriend you, but two, if that dog wants to throw some kissies your way,
No.
You have been done a great honor, and you must accept that as if it were knighthood from the queen herself.
Changing direction one more time with you, because that's what we do here. We just whip around like a roller coaster. Tonight is ring night in Milwaukee. The Milwaukee Bucks getting their rings. There's a lot of people, Gojo, who are doubting that this team can defend its title. A lot of people picking the Nets. A lot of people picking the Lakers. I look at the Nets and go, that Kyrie situation is pretty messy, but what do I know? So I'm curious for you. Who do you think that the Bucks can repeat?
Oh, yeah, I think the Bucks can absolutely repeat. Like, to your point, if you're, you know, putting a gun to my head, I'm going to pick the Nets right now just because I saw what that team did last year where you basically mix up the marbles all season and then got those guys on the court in the postseason, and they looked like if it were not for health taking over, they would have been the buzzsaw we all predicted. But everything about it is volatile. That is a house of cards that looks like it could blow up at any moment here. So if you're looking for the safe bet, it's 100% Milwaukee. And I know a lot of people have made a big deal about, you know, Giannis, the shooting motion during the preseason, all of these things. Like, do I imagine he is going to become a dynamic three-point shooter anytime soon? No, but to me, that just indicates, like, you've got this, and you guys have known this, you've got the right superstar in Milwaukee. Like, he is exactly what you could look for and create in a lab. That just indicates to me that that guy, who has already been a multi-time MVP, and now a finals MVP and a champion, is going to continue to push and try and find ways to get better. And when that person is the one leading your team with everything they've built there and the foundation that's already in place, you're in a really good spot going forward. Like, that is the much more stable bet in this situation, because that guy as a foundation is always going to be something you can work with.
Yeah, our guy Gabe Neitzel was calling some of the Bucks preseason games for AM620, and I was watching a few of the highlights, and I kept thinking, uh-oh, Giannis learned to shoot. He was pretty good on some of those jump shots. Mike Golic Jr., we appreciate you joining the show each and every week during the football season. You can hear more from Gojo on Canty and Golic Jr., 2 to 6 on AM 540, our sister station here in Milwaukee. Thanks, Gojo.
Thanks, guys.
Ashton.
Yes?
Didn't you look up if dogs' mouths are cleaner than humans, and it's absolutely false?
I believe it's true.
Disgusting. It's just, there's no consistency there, right?
With whom? Me or the dogs?
With Gojo and his dogs.
And his disgustingness.
Well, it doesn't make sense. You stick your tongue down your other
human
mouth,
person, yeah.
Significant
and you
other?
Don't want to use their toothbrush, but you'll sit there and make out with a dog?
Well, he's not making out with a dog. He's letting a dog lick his face.
That's making out.
Well, we should call your wife and see what she thinks. 800-990-3776 if you want to weigh in on anything we're talking about this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Of course, if you've missed anything that we've talked about this morning, if you're tuning in going, wow, I am lost.
We understand. He's not wearing the readers. He just can't see.
We understand. You can find that on Wisconsin On Demand, wherever you get your podcast. More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy right after this.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I've eaten trash.
Say it with some bravado, Chewy.
Hey, listen. Okay. I've dated trash. I've worked for trash.
I've eaten trash.
Occasionally, I have been trash. So you know what? I don't know why we're being all high and mighty. We're not better than trash.
On 94.5 ESPN. Last night, she said,
account. As you know, it is ring day here in Milwaukee. Bucks taking the court tonight where they will receive their championship rings. I love the sound that was circulating yesterday about how Giannis was asked about his ring, guys. And he said, all I care is that it's bigger than my brother's. All I care about that my Milwaukee ring is bigger than the Lakers ring. Right? I think that's absolutely fair.
It's very fair.
A little fair competition, a little sibling rivalry. I get it. I love it. Giannis enters this season 1,892 points behind Kareem's franchise record. Will he pass Kareem as the Bucks' all-time scoring leader this season? Yes, LFG, not this year. He's 1,892 points behind him.
How many did you score last year? Do you know?
I do, because our friend Eric Name crunched some numbers for us, went ahead and posted it on Twitter as well. For context, remember last year was a shortened season, so they didn't play as many games. They played 61 games last year, and he had 1,717. The year before, they played 63 games. He had 1,857. In 63 games, 1,857. Mm. So Eric Name is saying if they're back to 82 games this year, he guesses it gets done. Go ahead and weigh in on that. We can continue that conversation a little bit later, but first we got to get to power rankings.
The week of games is over, and you know what that means.
So what does this mean?
NFL power rankings.
Are you serious?
Heck yeah, I'm serious.
Power rankings on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Guess we use too much power.
Okay. It's an interesting list, I will say that. And you guys kind of knew that was coming, but
when has it not been an interesting list?
It's pretty interesting. With that being said, number 10, God, they weren't even on the radar for me because of the start of the season.
Okay.
That's all I'm giving you.
I've got the Chiefs at 10. I know that's not going to be right based on the clue you just gave, but I've got the Chiefs at 10.
Jen?
I don't know either, because last week the Chiefs were at 10. Everybody else, I feel like, has moved up. Raiders have moved way down. I'll just guess the Chargers.
Tennessee Titans are 10.
What? After their win last night?
Yeah, but I wrote them off early in the year because they lost a couple games early. They're going to be there at the end of the day. These are one of the teams I talk about that are good because I don't think anyone's great.
Yeah.
You know, I thought maybe Buffalo, Arizona, but the fact that Buffalo lost last night, no big deal. Tennessee will be there at the end of the day, and they are
Derrick
currently
Henry's
number
a beast.
10.
He's just a beast.
Number 9.
How about the Chiefs at number 9?
That's great, but who are the chefs?
That is correct. The chefs are number 9. I don't think they deserve to be number 9. They're 3-3. Tennessee's 4-2.
You think Tennessee's better than the Chiefs? I think they're still riding that. Patrick Mahomes is a wizard.
I mean, did you see that throw that was circulating Twitter?
Harry.
But the Chiefs got blown out by Buffalo, right?
Yes,
they did. So this doesn't make sense.
Blown
this is
out,
all
I think
part
it was
of it.
38-20. Yes,
that's a blowout.
That's
a
18
yeah, that's
points.
A blowout. That's a blowout.
That's a blowout. So how did they come up with that? I don't know. We got to take this over somehow, Jen. Can you get us?
No.
Is this Himbo?
I don't know who does it.
You should.
Well,
call
in your spare time, figure it out.
Mickey Mouse.
Spare time. So much spare time.
Tell them I'll cut their grass if they let
spare
us do it.
Spare time. What
number
a joke.
Number eight. Too low for this team, or too high, or too low. They should be lower than 8.
They should be lower. They should be worse than 8.
Higher, he means.
Higher
than 8.
The Chargers.
Yeah.
The Chargers?
Wow. Was it my hint that gave it away?
Your hint or your affirmative?
The Chargers are, in fact, 8. Even though they got blown out by the Ravens this week, I still think they will be there at the end of the day. Very good team. Love Herbert. With that being... this is another shocker. Number 7. Give me 7. I want 7.
Man, so the question is to me, how far did the Bills fall? Because the Bills were the number 1 team. They just lost to the number 9. They've done some weird things. I'm going to say the Bills didn't drop this far. I'm going to say the Cowboys are 7.
I also have the Cowboys at 7.
The Green Bay Packers are 7.
What? After a win?
That doesn't make sense.
Well, how do they explain it? Do
they
explain
5,
it?
They were 5, opening a loss. Packers 5 straight. Defense, Aaron Rodgers, Jones.
I got you. The only thing that could seemingly derail them is if they can't get their injury situation under control.
They dropped them because and they won.
I know.
But injuries, Jen.
But injuries. Okay.
But they're getting healthier.
Then
Ashton, you didn't need to. People understood exactly what I was saying.
I don't know they did. Actually.
I just wanted to translate. I'll be the true translator
number
just in
6.
Case.
Wait, so that was number 7 were the Packers. Number 6, I have the Ravens.
I am going to say the Cowboys.
Jennifer's correct. The Ravens are 6. I believe you have a 1-point lead.
How are the Ravens not a top 5 team?
I told you this was goofy.
How are the Ravens
not
a top 5 team?
Did you not listen to me? My cryptid message.
I understand, but the Ravens are, to me, I had the Ravens at 2.
At 2?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yep.
Who'd they lose to? They lost to the Chiefs in a close one, I think, right?
They beat the Chiefs.
They lost to the Raiders in the opening week.
They've rattled off 5 in a row.
And they've looked a million times better than the Packers.
Yes, I agree. And why Lamar Jackson hasn't been paid
Maybe
yet, I have no idea.
Maybe that's why they put the Packers down at 7. They had to put the Ravens above them.
Give me 5.
I have the... Crap. Can you reset the list?
No, don't do it.
Yes,
don't
reset
do
the
it.
List.
Don't do
Come
it.
On.
She can't keep up.
Titans, Chiefs, Chargers, Packers.
Patience, young lady.
You don't remember the last one we just did?
Tennessee, 10.
Got that.
Kansas City, 9.
Oh, got that.
You should not be helping
her. He's
Chargers,
not helping me. He's helping
8,
our listeners
Packers,
just in case they just tuned
7,
in.
7, Baltimore, 6.
Okay, then I have the
He's
Cowboys
not me,
at
she
number
said, as she scribbled
5.
Furiously.
I have the Cowboys at 5.
Gabriel.
Let's go ahead and drop the Bills to 5.
The Dallas Cowboys are 5.
Boom. That's a 2-point lead.
Up 2.
Under protest.
Gabe
Why
is
it under protest? Because he reset the list. We reset the list on top 8 at 8 every week.
Oh, I'm just saying, different game. I'm a little bit concerned here.
Gabe, you're in the hole.
Two in the hole.
Two Boom. In the hole.
I thought we don't start counting until it's number 5.
That was 5. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, but that's only 1.
Give me number 4. I'm ignoring
you. No. If he gives us 10 through 6, we don't count it. If we guess 10 through 6, it counts.
Who's making these rules up?
The cheater.
Yeah, first of all. Cheater. Speaking of making up rules, Ashton at every turn is trying to drop a surprise on us.
Can I get 4?
Number 4, I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 4.
I'm going to say the Rams at 4.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are in fact 4.
And they were 4th last week as well.
Jen,
because that obviously means everything.
No, but again, this is all I do. I take last week's list, and then I say who won. Again, I didn't have the Packers. I didn't have the Packers falling to 7, I'll tell you that.
See, I have the Packers hand-in-hand with the Bucks. I have the Ravens ahead of the Bucks, and I think I have the Cowboys ahead of the Bucks. Gabe?
Yeah, I everything you said makes sense to me.
Yeah. All right, careful. With that being said, let's go to 3.
Ashton's like, you be careful what you admit to.
Go to 3.
3, I have the Rams.
I mean, this has got to be the Bills, right?
The Los Angeles Rams are in fact number 3. Gabe, put in your backup quarterback because you just got
protest.
Worked
under
like
protest.
A fiddle.
So the Packers win, they drop. The Bills lose and they drop 1?
Did you not
How do you
listen?
Know they dropped 1? Maybe they left him at number 1.
If they left him at number 1, then I'm thinking Chewie's looking at last week's rankings.
Oh, shoot.
Actually, I just double-checked also.
That's good.
Give me 2. 2.
Bills.
2.
Bills, Bills, Bills.
Bills are 2. Zona is 1.
Is Arizona legit?
Yeah.
Like, we made all these jokes, and we're like, oh, they're going to be all these pieces, J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt actually has done diddly squat for them.
But it's crazy that they're so much better this year than they were last year. So what's the difference?
Kyler grew.
He didn't
Kyler,
grow.
Well, A.J.
He didn't
Green.
Grow. He's still the same height as me. But you
and
mean,
you know what?
You mean he matured.
I mean, yeah, he's just another year in the league. He's just getting better.
And now he's got a tight end. And Zach
they just
Ertz.
They just traded for Ertz.
So they're the closest team to being great. I thought it was Arizona and Buffalo, but now it's just Arizona.
So I guess I don't understand. Are we not allowing teams to stumble, to have a stumble?
No, we are.
Because I do think that the Bills are still a really good team.
They are, and so are the Chargers.
Yeah, but
and
I mean,
they got blown out.
But after seeing what Derrick Henry did to them last night, like, I don't put them in the same category.
But again,
as the Cardinals.
Remember we talked about this when we were talking about the Packers last year, and we were talking about how the Buccaneers beat them. We were talking about personnel. Nobody else has that personnel. Nobody else has a Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I understand that, but like,
so if that's the blueprint to beating the Bills, my argument would be like, good luck.
Also, Josh Allen looked a little more human yesterday. Like, didn't
they
look
were on the
great.
Road.
They were on the road,
the road's a tough place to play on Monday night.
I mean, they were a fourth and short, a fourth and inches away from scoring there, from converting that fourth down.
Yeah.
So I still am going to keep the Bills up there. Remember sometimes how you tier them? You
yes,
go top tier,
correct.
Second tier. Are the Bills still in your top tier?
I would go Arizona, Buffalo, and then a small gap.
Yeah, the gap's not as big as you think.
Definitely close. But this was a goofy power ranking, especially 6-10 was very bizarre.
Well, I just can't believe that they dropped the Packers two spots. Are the Cowboys?
I put the Ravens up. The Ravens are closer to the Bills than...
Correct.
Wherever they had them.
So yesterday, Gabe, you mentioned something that would be a nightmare scenario, and it involved the Cowboys. Let's get into that right after this, because I've been thinking since you mentioned it about a Cowboys-Packers playoff meeting. Mike McCarthy, Aaron Rodgers, and all of the backstory, all of the drama, all of that narrative that surrounds those two. We'll get into that right after this. But before we do, Chew...
All right, the 555 has been extended at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Yes, through October 31st. Still going as Brittany there? Tchotchke?
I haven't decided. I'm trying. The dress isn't in my size yet, but I got the wig, so we're halfway there.
All right, we need pictures. You can still get up to 5 years no interest, 5 months no first payment, and even up to 5-day percent savings order at your initial consultation. I didn't read that right.
You got it. You got it.
But that's not the only reason to upgrade to Pella Windows and Doors this year. You see, while others are saying you can wait 3-4 months or more for installation, order today, and Pella Windows of Wisconsin can install in as little as 8 weeks. Better still, every installer is a Pella certified to ensure your complete satisfaction, and the Pella Wisconsin team can complete installation as little as 1 day. More good news. In addition to 6 lines to fit your style and financing to fit any budget, a 2020 survey rated Pella Windows number one in highest value, highest quality, and most preferred by Green Bay and Milwaukee homeowners. Stop by the Pella Experience Center, get directions, and set a free consultation today at PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What's up with the name Sticky
Bun? But quite filling.
It's very sticky.
I was wondering that as I was ordering it, by the way.
I've never called it a sticky bun.
And I'll take 10 of your sticky buns.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Yo, my method for my musical madness. Moving motivate those with musical talents.
Are you in the market for a remodeling project, a home addition, or building a new home? If you are, you should talk to my friends over at PCI. Mike and Michelle operate a family-owned company, and they believe in building relationships and giving back to the community. Whenever we're thinking about doing a little something-something to our house, we call up Mike and Michelle. Hey, what about our patio? Do you think that we could maybe put a pergola in, maybe move the grill over there? What about a pizza oven? Could we put in a pizza oven? That sounds delightful. Mike and Michelle could absolutely make it happen, and they can make your dreams happen as well when it comes to a remodeling project, a home addition, or building a new home. Just check out their website, guys, professionalconstructioninc.com, professionalconstructioninc.com. They are also looking for experienced carpenters to lead field crews, and if that sounds like something that you can do, go to that website, professionalconstructioninc.com/careers, to see if you should join the PCI family. We've been asking you all morning long, OBJ or no BJ? Because, of course, the national narrative is that this offense needs a little something, a little kick in the butt, a little spark. And our guys are saying, no, the offense is fine. So fine, in fact, that Chewy said that by the end of the year, there'll be a top 5/3 offense in the league. Remember that, Chew? Remember that?
Yeah. Top 5?
Top five.
Gabe's with me.
Top five.
If you keep saying top five, it doesn't take away the fact top that he did agree five. To a top three.
He didn't agree to a top three.
He hasn't agreed to anything. He said he's got to get back to me.
You're
on
the
it.
One who's not agreeing to anything.
I'm agreeing.
You're agreeing not to drink six eggs. I can tell you that.
That's correct, because I will vom.
Well, then what's the point of doing it?
Are you trying to make me vom?
Correct.
There Maybe. Are so many other ways that you could make me vomit. Okay? Lots and lots of things that make me vomit that don't include eating eggs or drinking eggs, if it were. Speaking of disgusting things, we were talking earlier about sharing toothbrushes. Terry weighing in on our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line, 800-990-3776. He says, sharing toothbrushes is insane. How is it more insane than not brushing
yeah,
your teeth?
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
It's not ideal.
Desperate times
but...
call for desperate measures. I agree. It's not ideal, but if
you
have to...
Are you in the middle of, like, a desert oasis that doesn't have other toothbrush
there
options?
There have been times where I have gotten to my hotel, and again, Dario's not there traveling with me, but I don't have my toothbrush. I either forgot to grab it, or I misplaced it, or I put it in a bag that I'm not looking in. Like, there are all sorts of things
if
that can happen.
If you touch the desk yeah. for a toothbrush, they'll give you one.
There's well,
in
times
those
I
instances,
just forget.
That's what I would do, but if my husband's toothbrush is right there...
Yeah.
Rather than run down to the front desk, I'll just give it a little wash under the hot water, put a little toothpaste on it. Let me ask you a question. All you people who say you don't share toothbrushes with your spouses, do you share bars of soap?
Nope.
You don't?
No, we have body wash. We each have our own body wash.
It's very bougie.
I think that's normal.
No. Bougie. Soap is on its soap.
Yeah, Ashton, tell me
out.
All about how you and your significant other
that's
share
not what
body
I said.
Wash.
All I said was I think it's normal. I think a lot of things.
I share my underwear.
With who?
I don't think that's normal. I want to go on the record there.
Because I'm going to go ahead and say that your wife like fits into one leg of the underwear.
I don't know. I think there's something sexy about a woman wearing a pair of men's
she
underwear.
Does. She loves sleeping in my underwear.
See?
Yeah.
Are they like shorts for her?
Yeah, they're comfy,
they're,
right?
Yeah, they're a little large.
But they're comfy.
Yeah.
Yeah. The last thing you want when you're sleeping is something constricting, okay? You just want to be free, comfortable, loose. I can't believe you don't use bar soap.
What no, is that? Who uses bars
who uses
of soap
bar
these
soap?
Days?
People
like it's 1995?
Use bar soap. Yes.
I don't even know if I could find bar soap.
Of course you can. It's right next to your body wash.
I doubt it. There's no way you use bar soap.
I do.
I don't believe you for
I
a second.
Do.
Right? No, no. That's the biggest line of crock I've ever heard. There's not a chance.
You want me to have Dario call in and take a picture of the bar soap? I can't.
Yes. Yes.
I can't guarantee.
Actually,
I,
do.
I can't guarantee
soap?
That it will be in the best condition. I can't guarantee
that
you're going to want to take a look at it.
That's
but
fine.
But I will have him.
Yeah.
Dario, call us. Send a picture to Gabe of our bar soap. If you're listening to the show, take a picture of the bar soap that's in the shower that we both use to scrub our nether regions. Go ahead. Send it in. Guess we're just that close.
Okay? What's your go-to body wash?
I have a Dove charcoal right now.
Dove's
that I
good.
Really like. Dove for men, yeah.
Old
solid
spice.
Stuff.
Yeah. I used to do some stupid stuff.
For example?
Well, like, when it comes to bar soap, so my buddy wouldn't use my bar soap.
You used to do some stuff to the soap to make him not want to use the bar
yes.
of soap?
Did you
yes.
strategically place a hair across
yes,
the soap?
Yes, there you go. A bunch of curlies. No, for real. I'm serious. And he wouldn't use my soap.
Yep. Do you think he doubts you? Is he over your...
yeah.
Does he look skeptical? Does he look skeptical to you?
When I said hair,
so you've
that
done
was
it before.
The hair that yes. I meant.
Yes. So I'm not alone.
So again, it's interesting, like what people like crosses the line for them. Like what crosses the line? Like Gabe is an anti-bar soap guy and an anti-sharing toothbrush guy.
Well, like bar guy. Soap, like who? Like you keep a bar of soap to wash your hands by your sink as well? It's psychotic.
He's making me feel bad.
I have a bar of soap in my kitchen.
You're making me feel bad.
Why don't
bad?
You just have a pumpy thing?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Tell me more about the pumpy thing.
Well, join the 21st century, first
yeah,
of all.
Welcome.
I do have a pumpy thing next to the sink. We definitely use bar soap in the shower. Also, you have to be very careful about those body washes and what's in them and how they dry out your skin, makes it itchy.
Are you talking about the body wash, or are you talking about the bar of soap
yeah,
that is going to
soap,
do
like
that
Dove
because we have
the...
used technology
yes.
to evolve past the bar of soap?
800-990-3776. Is there anyone out there like me who is still using a bar of soap? Anyone at all? I will take one person to validate my existence,
like,
to defend my position. One person that uses a bar of soap.
Hotels are moving past bars of soap now. Like, usually it's the shampoo, the conditioner, and the, okay, rubber ducky. How many rubber duckies does one host need? Where is soap? I don't see any. Is that green thing soap?
Yes.
Is that Irish Spring?
Yes.
Is it really?
Shout out to Irish Spring.
Yeah. Do you use conditioner, Gabe?
I do not.
Jen, you use it,
of
right?
Of course, absolutely.
Why don't you just buy the 2-in-1?
I think that's the biggest fake thing out there.
Conditioner?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you should see my
rest.
What
racket.
About Angie? She's got long hair like me.
Yeah,
if she doesn't use conditioner, it would turn into a nightmare.
Wait, Jen, do women not use 2-in-1?
No, absolutely not.
Well, oh, sorry, I didn't realize that was an insane question.
Absolutely
my bad.
Not.
What's 2-in-1?
They make shampoo and conditioner, 2-in-1.
Absolutely not.
Why is everyone...
Gabe, what do you got there? What do you got in that little picture there that I showed you?
I'm just confused as to, like... Why do you have a cleaner sitting right next to your...
To spray the shower down so you don't get mildew.
Yeah, but like, don't you keep that someplace else?
No, we keep it right there next to the bar soap.
That also, I can't tell if it's a shampoo bottle, but it also looks like a body wash bottle in the upper left-hand corner.
Body wash? No, we have no body wash. No body wash at all. John in Milwaukee, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. That's conditioner up there. Yeah, so there's a rubber ducky. There's a toy from Toy Story, a couple of cups, a ring, a rattle. A cleaner, right, to clean the mildew off of the inside of the shower. And right there in the middle is the old Irish Spring bar of soap. John in Milwaukee, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Yeah, I am. I'm here to validate you.
Yes! Thank you, John!
Yeah, neither my wife or I use
Why don't you guys like body wash? It's just, I like it because it's simple.
100%.
I think it's kind of weird. My wife and I both have different bars of soap, so yeah.
Wait, but you have separate bars of soap. So you have the bars of soap, but they're separate bars of soap.
Well, yeah, because she likes, you know, fancy, perfumey kind of soap, and I just use ivory.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I get it. I think Dario is very utilitarian like that. You know, there's something like he considers manly about not taking the bottle and
really?
Into a loofah. And then, loofah?
Yeah,
or do you
course.
Just put it in your... Oh.
No, of course.
I got 2 God-given loofahs right here.
You really are loofahing?
Yeah, of course I am.
Why?
It's better for you.
Is it?
Why? Exfoliates?
Yeah.
All right,
sure,
lots of folks weighing in on the talk and text line.
Ashton.
Party bus driver Joe, formerly taxi driver Joe, weighing in saying, I'm with you, Jen, and he sent a picture of his Lever 2000. John from Whitewater saying, I use a bar of soap. It's less wasteful than body wash and lathers much better on my washcloth. And Gavin and Racine saying, I also use a bar of soap, and it is Irish Spring, but I don't wash my feet or my back, Chewy.
So
there you go.
That's
thank
not
you.
A win.
Yes. Just don't drop the soap.
No, stop. Between that and the other thing that you said, you are on probation.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to.
No.
Well, because then what would you have to do?
You'd have to
pick it up. I pick it up with my toes, though.
You're like, watch this.
Have you seen Chewy's toes? They're like fingers.
Your fall cleanup list could be long and daunting. Don't allow those old worn out windows to drag you down. Call my friends over at Universal Windows Direct. They've got a buy one window, get one window free deal happening right now. Right now, and you will pay nothing for 2 full years. You will be saying, I love my new windows. The number is 414-410-2000, 414-410-2000. I got to do a demonstration with my friends over at Universal Windows Direct recently. And did you know that once you flip the lock, once you unlock the window, you can open the window from Universal Windows Direct with your pinky. That's how easily it will slide up and down with your pinky. They also use a super spacer. It's a polymer made by NASA. It is to keep the heat out or keep the heat in or keep the cold out or keep the cold in, depending on the season. Whatever you set your thermostat at, you want your house to stay that temperature, right? Well, this space saver, this polymer made by NASA, will actually help make that happen. And they offer a double lifetime warranty that stays with the house, which means if you sell your house, the warranty on your windows stays with the windows. So I've given you a number of reasons why you should call my friends over at Universal Windows Direct. So here's that number again, 414-410-2000, 414-410-2000. At the end of the day, you will not find a better window product.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
My father would always say, and there's a rhyme and a reason to it, he said, if you wear your rubbers in the house, you'll go blind. Do the two youngsters on the show here even know what rubbers are? I'm talking the ones that go over the shoes.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
We started our show asking about OBJ and whether or not the Packers should, you know, try to get him, try to take a flyer on him. We put it on the poll, OBJ or no BJ? And Andy A weighs in saying the fact that Jen got grown men to call in and say no BJ makes her some sort of sorceress.
I just got that.
Gabe's reaction to his reaction to Jen is probably the funniest part.
He says, are you a sorceress, Jen? Can't say that I am.
Did you say that early on?
Right away.
Yeah.
When we were on with Jason, remember?
Can't get the grass out of my head. I really want to cut the grass up there.
At Lambeau, I bet they'd let you. You should have wagered that to go to the thing.
Yeah,
the thing that you didn't go to earlier this year. What was that? The reunion thing?
Yeah.
All the folks were at. You should have said, I'll tell you what. I'll go if you let me cut the grass.
I'll even warm up on the practice field. And they can see my product.
Sure.
Right?
Kind of a little bit of an audition, a little bit of a tryout.
Yes.
Hey, here's what I can do on this field.
Yeah.
Call me up to the big time.
Yes. Just got done aerating.
Now that you've got that in your back pocket, I think the world has really opened up for you, buddy.
Yeah, it's a long drive, though.
It is a long drive for you.
Yeah.
Unnamed in the 414 saying the only people who use bar soap are old people.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to say it.
But I am old. Like, what are we trying to do here? We're trying to pretend that I'm
UB?
Not old?
I bet UB is hip and he uses body wash.
Doubt it.
No?
UB still uses the single blade razor, so let's just...
Does he still use the nasty brown Listerine that all of our
parents
use?
Nobody uses that. Nobody uses brown Listerine. I have the blue Listerine. It's terrible. Terrible.
You don't like the burn?
It hurts so bad.
Big fan of the burn.
Oh, the burn.
My mouth does not feel clean unless I have that burn.
Yep. I use the purple.
No, the best is
Optic. Oh, that's like the multi-antiseptic?
Bougie. Yeah, that's bougie. The purple Listerine is bougie.
Optic's the best.
SDOT1125 saying, body wash is classified as a detergent and bad for men's manhood. Now you're not going to be using that body wash anymore.
Well, I'm going to confirm if that's true, or I'm not just going to believe S.1125 right away.
Is that what it is? S.1125? Kevin in Sheboygan saying Jen's not alone, although I hate agreeing with her. What? What did I ever do to you?
Aaron Rodgers.
Who cares? We're not going to do that. Do you see how I made it through an entire show, Chewy, without bagging that quarter baby?
No, but...
But
hot tubs do kill male sperm. That's why linemen all have girls.
I don't know what to do with that, or if that's true, or how we would know if that's true.
That was the deadest of dead fish that he just plopped on the table.
Linemen always have girls.
I'm telling you.
That is the craziest thing I have ever heard in my entire life.
Tausch has a son, for the last year and a half.
So Tausch has a son. Like, you were probably in the
Tausch
hot tub.
Tausch wasn't in the hot tub.
Tausch has
a daughter, too, though, right?
Yeah, he's got one each.
That doesn't...
We are. Okay, where's the disclaimer? We have asked for the disclaimer. We need a disclaimer. We need something to say that the views of Mark Chimura do not reflect the views of ESPN Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
You were the one who started this. You started this throwing out the...
OBJ.
Well, not because of that. Because she just decided to blindly trust somebody who had texted into the show about the body wash and manhood.
Sperm count. Chewy is blinding Dumpy and West Bend with science.
Chewy was right.
Ah!
Holy. Chewy was right.
Told you.
Did you find it somewhere on the web?
No, that sounder was just for Dumpy.
Oh.
Well, that was a pump fake.
That definitely let me down. Hey, tonight it's a big night down at Fiserv Forum, guys. As the Milwaukee Bucks take the court, they are getting their rings for being NBA champions or chumpions, as Homer says in the afternoon. Giannis enters the season 1,892 points behind Kareem's Bucks franchise record for all-time scoring. Will Giannis pass Kareem this year? Gabe, he's 1,800 points behind, 1,892. Will he pass Kareem this year?
Yeah, he's going to pass.
If he stays healthy.
Dude, the freak of nature.
He is a freak of nature.
He's going to stay. He played on an injury that takes most people 3 months to recover from 7 days later.
That's a very good point.
And scored 50 in the NBA Finals crunching game.
If he had that injury in the regular season, they're sitting him for 20 games.
Not that many.
A lot of games.
There was an ankle injury that he suffered. George Hill had a similar ankle injury when they were both on the team a couple years ago. George Hill sat out for like 2 months. Giannis was back in 2 weeks.
You don't think there'll be a minutes restriction on him at all, given the short offseason?
There'll be a little bit of a minutes restriction, but like nothing that's going to hamper him.
So what would he have to average? He'd have to average 28 points per game to make it happen? Hey, I want it to happen.
And play 68 games.
Give us another reason to celebrate this squad. I say Bucks are going all the way. Run it back, Milwaukee. Run it back.
Chewy was right. Holy.
Chewy
was right.
Hot tub.
According to a study from UCSF, hot tubs hurt fertility.
Love myself.
Just don't do it here, man.
Love yourself wherever you want, just off of company property, all right?
Hey, if there's anyone that knows hot tubs, it's me, all right?